No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Hello and welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast. It's weeknights 9:25 on CNN News 18. My name is Zucker Jacob. This citizenship amendment bill, even as it's all set to be passed in the Rajya Sabha and become a law, there are massive, massive protests that are happening, largely in Assam, but also in other parts of the Northeast. In Assam and Guwahati, we're seeing these dramatic pictures, largely of students, actually. It was the students who started the protests. We're seeing pictures from the what's the famous Guwahati Shillong Road. There are pictures of these students trying to come close to the secretariat. That's where they want to come and eventually sit down in this massive protest. Like I said, it began with students. There was a 24-hour ban that was given by students' organizations yesterday. And today, we're seeing massive protests in Guwahati, in Dibrugarh, all across the Brahmaputra Valley, which is almost 80% of Assam's landmass. So what is interesting is these protests. I mean, A, they are not being politically motivated. They are not being pushed by, you know, one political party or the other. It's not like the Congress, which is in opposition there, is pushing it, or the AGP is pushing it, or the ASU is pushing it. This is very, very inorganic. It started with the students, and now we've just gotten off a live on our channel where our reporters on the ground are suggesting that other sections of civil society are also joining in. State government employees, secretariat employees, assembly employees are all, these are all government employees who are all joining in the protest. By later this evening, you will see a much wider cross-section of people protesting. Now, let's try and make sense of why these people are protesting, because ostensibly Amit Shah and the government have been going on and on about how, you know, much of the Northeast has been protected. Those areas that have the inner line permit regime, they're all protected. A CAB will not be applicable in the ILP areas, and CAB will not be applicable in the sixth schedule areas, which are largely tribal areas, which are protected by the sixth schedule of the constitution. And yet we are seeing these massive protests, particularly in Assam. The problem specifically with regard to Assam is this, that the six schedule areas, I think in the entire Northeast, there are about 10 or so areas across the seven states that are protected by the six schedule. But in Assam, there are about three areas. And largely, they constitute about 15, I think max about 20% of the land area in Assam. A bulk of the state is outside the purview of the six schedule areas, so which means a bulk of the state, the Brahmaputra Valley, as it were, is going to be within the ambit of this new citizenship amendment bill. Now, here is the thing, that the Assam Accord of 1985, which was signed by ASU, and there were similar scenes, of course, which led to the then central government headed by Rajiv Gandhi to come to the negotiating table and thrash this Assam Accord out. The accord guarantees the protection of the indigenous people of Assam. The accord guarantees that the population mix, the demographic mix, the linguistic identity, the cultural identity will all be protected. What has essentially happened in Assam since the end of the 1971 Bangladesh War is that a large number of migrants, some of them illegal, many of them legal migrants, have come into Assam. As a result of which, and mostly these people either have been displaced because of war or they're simply coming because in search of economic opportunity, what has happened as a consequence of this large-scale migration is that the population demographics of Assam has changed. You know, not many people would know this, but according to the 2011 census, the last census that the country saw, the number of people who say that Assamese is their first language, who speak Assamese at home, who identify Assamese as their first language, is actually under 50%. So less than, only one in two, or less than one in two people in Assam actually identify themselves as Assamese by ethnicity. Now, think about that in any other state. Imagine, you know, Tamil-speaking people being a minority in Tamil Nadu, or Malayalam-speaking people being a minority in Kerala, or Bengali-speaking people being a minority in Bengal. I mean, that would be disastrous. That would be against the very idea of not just the creation of those states, but the very idea of separation of states on linguistic identities. So in Assam, there is a very, very serious concern that the population demographics have already been badly battered because of the Bangladesh war and the excess migration that's happened. The Assam Accord, the feeling in Assam is that the Assam Accord, which makes it incumbent upon the Indian state to protect the indigenous culture, the indigenous identity, and the ethnographic mix of the state, has been diluted over the years, has not been followed in letter and spirit. And the big fear now with the Citizenship Amendment Bill is that in those parts of Assam which are within the purview of the CAB, which are outside the Sikh schedule, which is a large part of the Brahmaputra Valley, which is why you're seeing protests all the way from Guwahati to Dibrugarh, all through the Brahmaputra Valley, where a bulk of the population resides. The fear amongst the people there is this will basically be an open ticket. This will be a free license to all of those people in Bangladesh, Pakistan, Afghanistan, who are non-Muslims, who might want to take advantage of the CAB, who might want to use the CAB to come into Assam. And obviously, they can only come into those areas which are outside the Sikh schedule and which are within the permit of the CAB. Otherwise, they will not be able to use the CAB to claim citizenship. Once you make them citizens, and this is where the big difference is, it's not like the government is saying, you know, we're giving them refugee status. The government is saying, we will give them citizenship. Once you make them citizens, then they are as equal as any other Indian, whether they are Assamese or Bengali or Tamil. These new citizens under the CAB will have the same rights as all the other citizens of this country, which means A, they can own property; B, they can vote, which means if the demographics change, then clearly that has a bearing for political parties. It would also mean that these people are claimants to government services and to government utilities. They can also seek employment, both formal government employment as well as formal non-government employment. So it's going to be definitely a strain on the resources of the state. It's going to be a strain on the limited opportunities that are already available in that part of the country. So the fears are genuine. And I think what the government really needs to take into account, and where this gets worrying, is because I think it's easy and convenient, but very, very short-sighted to dismiss these protests as, you know, politically motivated or ill-informed, and that large parts of the Northeast have been kept out of the purview. That is a very naive way of looking at it, because if the government doesn't start a very quick sort of communication process with these affected groups and try and explain to them why they need not worry or why they don't need to feel concerned, I suspect things could get out of hand. And what's also worrying for the government is over the next weekend, not this one, the next one, the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is due to come to India. In fact, there was an elaborate program that's been arranged for him in Guwahati as well as in Imphal. But given the state of affairs in Guwahati, if this were to continue, if what we've seen over the last couple of days were to continue for the next 1 week, I'm afraid I don't think that city would be in a position to host such a high-profile bilateral summit, such a high-profile bilateral event like that between India and Japan. And Prime Minister Modi and Shinzo Abe are big friends. In fact, the last time he was here, he was taken to Ahmedabad. There was also one leg of the visit in Banaras. So you don't want the Japanese Prime Minister to go away with the impression that, you know, things are not all in control. So that's something that the government, again, has to think about, has to worry about. But it looks in all likelihood that the bill will be passed today in the Rajya Sabha, the ramifications of which may well extend into weeks and months until and unless the government can find a cogent narrative which will then be bought by the people of Assam, which will then convince the protesting people of Assam. And I think that really, to my mind, is going to be the single biggest factor in this fight.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tags with Zucker Jacob.